big news this week was the death of Michael Jackson, and I've little to add to that media circus beyond this. When the washed-up 70s starlet who died of anal cancer a day earlier manages to peg out with more dignity and fewer tasteless jokes, there's a lesson for us all. Everything else got lost in that perfect media storm, but I wasn't the only one surprised by French Prime Minister François Fillon writing to John Key over L'Affaire Bastereau. He said, in part, "Through his false statements, as a result of which you had to intervene publicly, he seriously tainted the image of your country and its people." Unfortunately, the colloquial French for "what a steaming pile of male bovine feces that was" breaches broadcasting standards as neatly as the equally colloquial English. But while I'm glad wasting police time and false allegations of assault are no more acceptable in Paris than in Wellywood, it seems the culture of rugby isn't all our two nations have in common. Fatuous political flummery counts too. I'm sorry to tell Monsieur Fillon this, but New Zealand's rep